Well, hello and welcome everybody to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 19th of January 2025. Hope you're well. Hope you're having a great weekend because, well, it is nearly another weekend over with, unfortunately. We're back to work tomorrow for many of us, which, it's a bit of a shame, actually. I do enjoy my weekends when I don't have to work. I've been on call this weekend, as I think I said, on Thursday. Luckily, didn't get called out. It's actually been a really, really good weekend. But I will say that my plans didn't quite go how I wanted to. You may recall on Thursday that I said I wanted to head down to the allotment early on Saturday morning, do what I needed to do on the allotment, and then concentrate and come home and do at home on the kitchen garden. Well, I woke up Saturday morning and I just couldn't get the kitchen garden out of my head. So what I decided to do was actually just tackle the kitchen garden here at home. Did a lot of tidying up in areas, tidied the brassica beds, cleared away quite a few weeds, got beds ready for the growing season. I've also ran some of the prunings that I've made over the last few weeks through my garden shredder in order to turn it into a good wood chip. It's good. It feels a lot better. I feel a lot better for doing that. I've got to say, it's one of those things when I look out my garden, I just feel I need to get on and do all these things, but time gets in the way. And now I just got that a little bit further ahead. I feel good. I did go down the allotment this morning, and actually, you know, the allotment I feel is coming along really well at the moment. We're concentrating on one thing each week. And I think one of the things with the allotment is because we get inspected, I do have a bit of pressure in order to keep it tidy. We get inspected quite regularly. And although an allotment can be a little scruffy, I guess you could say a little bit Heath Robinson, everything's made together, that's completely acceptable. There's still an element that it needs to be tidy, which I think is why I focus so much on the allotment over the years. Well, what I've been doing is each week is just concentrating on one area of my allotment and bringing it back up to scratch. These are areas throughout January that have always been problem areas. So the first week was on the top part of the allotment where it neighbours my runs alongside my neighbours, which has always been a bit of a difficult area. We've done in front of the greenhouses. Today, it was my raspberry bed and the autumn raspberries, that is, and the compost bin area, which I've just tidied up, and it looks so much better now already. I'm really, really pleased with myself. And overall, the allotment is looking like it is coming together. We could do with a bit of a grass trim, but I think the grass is going to be a little bit too wet for that. Luckily, it is growing slowly. It's just that little bit of scruffiness, I think, at the moment that just needs tidying up. A bit like a good haircut, I guess you could say. And I'm happy with how the allotment is at the moment. The garden's coming together nicely as well. I think it was just the right thing to do is just spend a bit of time in the garden yesterday and get that to the point that I feel that little bit more happier. Now, what I normally try and do in order to try and keep this content coming is that I will try and film everything on a Saturday or record everything on a Saturday and then edit everything on the Sunday. We're a bit behind on that, but I'm going to try and catch up this week. This is sort of how I work things. I spend all week trying to plan the content, and then Saturday I record everything, and then Sunday I edit and try and schedule it out. Admittedly, Monday nights is when I really concentrate on the podcast. That's always been the way. I sit down and do all that on a Monday night. And that works quite well. It's one of the things that does work is that just having dedicated time. But certainly I'm finding giving Sundays to do editing is working quite nicely as well, and the plan is coming together. Especially, as I said, when it comes to being able to plan all the content that I want to record, that really is a big godsend. Although sometimes it's a struggle to try and think what we're going to record during the week until I actually get to the allotment or get to the kitchen garden, which is kind of what happened this weekend as well. So it was a bit of a struggle, but we got there. Now, one of the things that I did today was actually sow the artichokes from this month's seed pack. Now, I've got to admit, These are globe artichokes. I have to admit, we've got some globe artichokes down on the allotment. But when I've harvested the edible part of these, I've not been their biggest fan. We haven't really found a way that we can eat these in a way that we enjoy. I'm not saying it's not edible or anything like that. I just haven't found a way that it has been an enjoyable eating appearance. That being said, I really do like how the plants look. I think they are a great, stunning, good-looking plant. So that is a big advantage on that as well. However, excuse me. However, what reason I have sown these from seed in the past. Now, I would like to see if it's just because that variety I have on the allotment is not very good. So what I'm doing now is we've grown these from seed. We've got some in the past that we've grown from seed as well. And we're going to grow those on and just see how they get on. What I've done is I've taken a tray of plug plant starters, filled that up with some seed sowing compost with a bit of perlite mixed in as well. And then what I've done is I've dibbed a hole about 1 centimeter deep, dropped a single seed in each one, and then placed that in my heated propagator. Now, of course, you could use anything for seed starting. It doesn't have to be plug plant trainers. That's just what I use because I have so much of them available and I'm a big fan of using these. Once they germinate, we will move them on onto grow lights. As I've always said, when seeds are sown, they don't need light. It's as soon as they germinate, they need light. And as long as they are a constant temperature of around 20 degrees C, germination should take less than 2 weeks. But we've just got to keep that compost moist. Under grow lights, continue to grow them on, pot them on as they grow, and these plants can get quite big. These actually grow over winter. What I find with artichokes that we have on the allotment, they die down sort of the end of summer, but they start to regrow over winter. And that's the same with the seeds. They'll start growing, they will grow on, they'll die down in the end of summer after they've flowered. But we just got to keep potting them up. I will pot them in my greenhouse, unheated, of course, in around the middle of March. But a cold frame or cloche will be just as good. And then we will get them outside by about mid-May. Again, just keeping them on in a bigger and bigger pot. Now, these are a perennial plant. They will come back year after year after year, providing us with these supposedly delicious artichokes. I have to admit, I've not enjoyed the ones that we've harvested from the allotment. But when I have been in restaurants where I've eaten artichokes, I have thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed the artichoke hearts, I think they call them. So trying to find the way of making them palatable is always the struggle. But I'm sure we will get there in the end. If anybody does have any good recipes, then please do share them with us and let us know what makes them good. As I said, they are a perennial plant, but they are also a really attractive plant as well. They can get quite big. The one on the allotment, when it really gets to its biggest point, is taller than me, and I'm 6 foot tall. And so they get really quite big, but they are quite a stunning looking plant. I often actually see them in our local parks because they've got an architectural look to them, and I think that makes them worthwhile, especially if you are trying to grow a good looking garden. So let me know how you get on with yours. I'd love to see and find out more. Right, I'm going to wrap this one up a little bit short because January is a weird month at the moment. Just struggling to think about what we can really do if we haven't got any big projects on. But we're going to have to come up with a good project in order to make it better for you guys and on the podcast as well. Anyway, right, I'll think about that this week. Right, guys, you take care. I'll speak to you again next time.